coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Greetings, fellow jugheads. Norm Borg with you as we count down to the O'Brien Awards, and the recipient of the Cam Fellow Award is a name that's very familiar to harness racing people across Canada. That gentleman is Bill Andrew, whose reach in this industry goes far beyond his home base of Alberta. He is a dynamic, well, basically a dynamo in this industry, and he's our guest on this edition of Trot Radio. Bill Andrew, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you very much.
You've been chosen as the Cam Fellow Award recipient for 2015. Not easy to win. How does it feel knowing the entire industry recognizes and appreciates all your philanthropic efforts in addition to your commitment to Canadian harness racing?
Well, it's pretty humbling. I'm obviously pleased to be honored in that manner. And I know it doesn't. They don't do it every year. They should, but I'm very, very pleased to to accept it and get the chance to go to Toronto.
Cheering for Charity received a fair bit of publicity in 2015, but this concept is nothing new. You started it in 2010 with the Fund for Horse Fans in Alberta. Talk about how that idea started and came to fruition.
Sure. I've got a partner in crime out here in Alberta, a fellow by the name of Fred Gillis, who's a longtime driver and trainer, and he's now the executive director of the Alberta Standardbred Horse Association. And he and I were talking, as we've been apt to do over the past dozen or so years, and I wondered about, and we wondered about, reaching out into the community. One thing we'd looked at was Ontario and some of the difficulties they were having getting any traction with the government on support, and we felt we should do some community outreach. So we came up with an idea, and the idea was get a horse, have the horse race, and reach out to various community organizations, be they volunteer fire department or youth groups or seniors groups or breast cancer survivors, and say to them, how would you like to put your association name on a horse for a month? The only thing we ask is that you come out and cheer for the horse, and we'll put all the purse money into an account, and you'll get that purse money at the end of the month.
Wow!
So it worked extremely well, and it's continued to work extremely well. We've had Fred would know exactly how many charities and groups that we've helped, but it's probably upwards of 15 or 20 in Alberta, and the difference is, I think the difference can be summed up in one story. One of our early groups that we worked with was the Lacombe Volunteer Fire Department, and we had the fire chief at our awards banquet, and he came up to us and he said, "You know, I used to think that the horse industry were taking, and that then the horse industry was being subsidized, and the horse industry was not a good thing. Now I know that the horse industry is involved in the community, and I know horse racing is a good thing." So that's where we wanted to get to, is just show people what we do, show them that we're not all, I don't think any of us are cold-hearted, and we just want to, have an opportunity to help.
What a great bit of input to get from somebody like a chief like that. So good for you for that. Now, let's talk about your involvement in the business itself. Your whole operation started in Alberta, but at one time you considered relocating all of your breeding operations from Western Canada. Why did you choose to stick it out there?
I guess I'm a sucker for punishment, but we've had a very tempestuous period in Western Canada, starting with the closure of Stampede Park, and kind of like Moses, we spent many years in the wilderness trying to search for a spot, and it took us 8 years, but we've now got a brand new racetrack at Century Downs just outside Calgary, and it got to the point where it was not looking good. The project stalled. They were having a lot of trouble financing. We weren't, you know, we weren't having any success negotiating with Northlands Park to get a fair share of racing days up there, and I was very frustrated. So I was seriously thinking of just saying enough, and I slept on it, I guess, and we decided let's maintain at least the broodmare side of the operation, keep the foals, and then we had a reasonably successful sale, so and the people were asking for the stallions, and so we decided let's get back into it, and I hope it was a good decision. We're still, as you know, we're still not quite there in Alberta. We're working on a new deal with the provincial government. Northlands is up in the air as to whether they're going to continue racing or not. There's been a lot of press as to the long-term plans there, but we think at least now with Century Downs that we've got a good base in Alberta and a good place to race. So, you know, much better than it looked even 5 years ago, and certainly much better than it looked 7 or 8 years ago.
You must be relieved to see how positive the response has been to Century Downs.
Yeah, and it's interesting there. I think probably the biggest thing that gets us cranked up on Century Downs are the people that are coming out. And as with anything, we haven't raced in Calgary for 8 years, so people are learning how to bet again. So our bet is certainly not reflective of the crowds that we're seeing on a daily basis, and certainly on the weekend afternoons. On a nice day, we're getting good crowds. We're getting lots of young people. We're getting families. And I think that is what we need to rebuild the business here.
Now, you're familiar with the location of the two standardbred tracks, what has transpired at Northlands, and the different climates that they face. Now, people who aren't from Alberta may not fully comprehend the differences, say, between Calgary and Edmonton in February. Right now, the difference isn't that extreme, but as a rule, how much better will this be for the horses?
I think the opportunity to winter in Calgary is better than Edmonton. Edmonton tends to have a nicer summer than Calgary, and we tend to have a nicer winter than Edmonton. Their weather's a little more consistent in the summertime, but once winter sets in, it's a prairie town that has to put up with a fairly deep winter period. Calgary, we're blessed with Chinooks, and we're blessed by being a little bit farther south in Canada. I tend to get a little bit, just a touch more sunshine and a little better conditions through the winter. So,
Let's move. So
the horsemen are pretty pleased to be here in the winter.
Yeah, let's move east now where, speaking of weather, Charlottetown, we understand, is under a winter storm warning as we speak. You continue to support and invest in the east. You're involved with the Matinee Racetrack Development Program. You've supported the Atlantic Sire Stakes trotting events. Why did you, and why do you choose to support these branches of the racing industry?
Well, that was Prince Edward Island is my... I guess my home is Calgary. My second home is Prince Edward Island, and my a lot of friends and two brothers and their families are in PEI. And my brother Brian looks after and runs the operation in PEI. And we've talked over the years about, you know, what's needed. He's on the horseman's committee down there and on various breeding committees. And two things. One, we wanted to get involved with the youth. I think there's no better grassroots system than the Matinee system. There should be Matinee racing in all the provinces. There should be an opportunity for the 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old young people to have a chance to get on the track and race horses. And basically, that's what it is. It's a lot of young people. It's amateurs, and how else are you going to get into the sport unless you've got that level? So we were we had talked to Matinee Racing to Susan Whalen and to Jay Noy, who's the horseman's rep on the Matinee committee, and we decided to support them with some financial support over the last couple of years. The Atlantic Sire Stakes, the reason that we're involved in breeding in Prince Edward Island is really for one purpose, and that's try and restore the trotting breed to Atlantic Canada. And the trotters were there wasn't many left a few years ago, and we got very actively involved with trotting bloodstock. And I've always felt that there's, and it's a very unique jurisdiction in that the trotters race for about half of what the pacers do in Atlantic Canada. So we felt we'd help that a little bit with an injection of cash. So we've got a five-year deal with Atlantic Sire Stakes just to put some added purse money into the trot stakes. And I think it's helped. It's got, there's more people with trotting mares. There's more interest. People are buying trotters who, you know, had bought pacers for the past 10 years, and now they're branching out into trotters. And it's I think in terms of fans, I believe you can attract more fans with the trotting breed than they can with pacers, particularly new fans. They're just a pretty breed to watch.
Well, they are that. Let's talk about your charity stables. They've been active and fruitful. In 2014, you had a horse named Hurrah. This year, A Feisty Example and Barona Lilac were your charity horses. Not everybody can do this and give purse earnings to charity, but is there a message to at least some in the industry here?
Yeah, and you know, it's not as unique as it sounds. We tend to steal ideas a little bit, and over the years, you've seen owners that have been generous to charity. I think it started in the late 60s and 70s with a horse called Rambling Willie, where a percentage of his winnings were tithed to the church, I believe, one of the owners. And you've seen it with the stable, I guess God's stable in Ontario, where they're putting a percentage of the earnings of a very large stable towards charity. And we just thought we'd continue with that thing. And I think there should be a lot more of it. There are some, I don't think anybody's too affluent right now in the current economy, but there are some owners in our business that I believe if we got a little more aggressive and contacted them and talked to them about, you know, how about we take a little slice and we put that towards some community support, I think it would be something that would be well received. And I just hope somebody's got to start it. I believe once started, we should be able to finish it off. If you look at the outpouring of help, for example, for the Classy Lane stable fire, the industry's long had a reputation of helping, but I believe we also need to get a little bit more publicity and press out of it. You know, it seems every time a hockey player goes to a hospital, it gets photographed, and we tend to operate in a vacuum, and it doesn't help us.
No.
We have to ramp up our profile. We have to show basically the community that we care about the community.
You're a busy man. You're involved in oil exploration as your, let's call it, profession. You got enough on your plate without the racing game. Why do you choose to continuously involve yourself with it so deeply?
I don't know. I just, the racing is what I like more than anything. It's kind of ingrained in my soul. My grandfather was deeply involved. My dad was deeply involved in it in different styles. My two brothers have been involved in it, and I've got nieces and a niece and nephews that have been active in the sport as well. So it's in the blood.
Well, we're glad that it is. Looking ahead to the O'Briens, you know, you're walking out of there with the Cam Fellow Award, but you're also up for the Armstrong Breeder of the Year after Meridian Farms muscled its way to the top 15 breeders in North America for foal earnings in 2015. Think you'll end the night double fisting it with Hardware?
I don't know. The Cats duo they've had a tremendous year as well, and they tend to be a little more concentrated, but they've got a marvelous band of brood mares and some big earnings. So we'll see. I'm just happy to go.
Well, Bill, thanks for your time and thanks for your commitment and love of the harness racing industry. Enjoy your night at the O'Briens.
Thank you very much.